Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, except it's Joel McHale. Go ahead, Joel, you're
on. Yeah, it's Loveline. That was Dr. Drew. Do you guys know Dr. Drew? He's a doctor that has been hosting the show for 34 years.
Yes, right, Doctor? That's right. That's right. Thank you. Makes me feel young and vigorous.
Yes, he started hosting it when he was 8.
Yes, yes.
The number is 1-800-LOVE-191. And should we get right to it? Or do you have anything you want to say?
I want to hear more about Mexico. You're in Playa del Carmen.
I was in Playa del Carmen, which is right below Cancun for all the people that
don't normally go to Playa del Carmen.
Mexico. Well, I've never been to Mexico in my life, including Tijuana.
I was saying my wife and I took a Jeep out of Cancun and fell into Playa del Carmen. It was tiny. I mean, it was a little village. And there were some Mayan ruins, but you couldn't really tell there were ruins there because people were sort of like living in amongst them and stuff.
Yeah, that could not, not knowing it, it's as if you were going to a mall, and behind the mall there was ruins that they had built for the mall.
Wow.
And I could have gone to the Quiznos or the Subway.
The Mayan
and
Subway?
And you can buy you can buy Viagra over the counter.
Oh, you buy everything over the counter.
It's crazy.
You can buy morphine now. Everything's open. It's all.
And then they just, while I was there, they approved cocaine and heroin, small amounts,
yes.
And then immediately.
Oh, they went back on
it? Yeah, they went.
Well, I haven't heard that. You were just there.
Literally, yeah, on Thursday. Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they've gone back on that now because they didn't want
the bad press.
Drug vacations.
Right.
Like, they're not now.
Right.
But when you fly in now, because I know if you were going in by Jeep, when you fly in, it's all smoky, and you think it's, the pollution of the town. No, they're just burning the forests to make room for more town.
Nice. Here, so, I'm going to make this.
Sorry, I'm not even speaking into the microphone.
Here you go. Talk to
it's
me.
It's going well.
This is good.
Oh, we can
there
look at each other.
Ah,
oh,
good.
Now, this is great. It's like we have iron lungs.
Joel hosts The Soup.
Yeah, if you have not seen The Soup, it is a show in which we make fun of
everything.
Everything that you can.
I want to thank you for bringing Tom back in front of the camera.
You're welcome.
I felt personally sort of gratified by that. And
yeah,
he's as hysterical as he's ever been. He's lost a little weight.
Well, yeah, he's down to, I don't know, about
280.
Well, yeah, 280. a comedy force. He's like a comedy.
Word of force.
Yeah, he's like a comedy left tackle.
You guys did a Mission Impossible 3 little thing today.
Yes.
And I watched him fall off a cliff.
Yeah, and I fell with him, and I did a handstand next to him to make it as if I was going head first. And there was so much.
I just assumed you guys were lying on the floor squirming.
No, I was, and there was, that's exactly how we were screaming, and there was so much blood in my eyes from being in the handstand for so long.
Oh,
when I popped up to do the show, they had to stop and give me Visine because it looked as if I had smoked an enormous amount of.
Never mind that you had, but yeah.
Right. No, yeah, that's the only way I can really face anyone
each day. Of course.
Sad. Yeah, so anyway, so Playa del Carmen's ruined.
No,
it's completely trashed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and at the ruin that you could hardly get into,
yeah.
Dr. Drew went to these ruins and there's people living in them. And,
yeah.
There was probably about 6,000 people there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was tour bus after tour bus.
Oh, my God.
I would have rather have gone to the Disney version, I think.
Oh, my God.
Because at least the water would have been
that
totally
is
safe.
Wild. All right. There you go. Well, let's take some calls, shall we?
Yeah. So I'm going to go right into this. The one I wanted to do left, and I can understand why, because it was pretty asinine. All right. Let's go with number one. Rebecca, how you doing?
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. I had sex with this guy, and he looked clean and stuff, and
he looked clean?
Yeah, he looked fine, and like
his penis looked fine or his face looked clean? What do you mean?
Oh, like his penis looked fine and everything.
I see.
And we used a condom, but it broke and stuff. And my friend told me later that, like, I had noticed, like, this rash on his stuff, and I didn't really think much of it because he looked fine, you know?
Well, what does the penis look like that doesn't look fine? How
I
do
think
you
that's
know?
Her way of saying he's white.
Ah, Anderson.
But, Rebecca, there's nothing you can see very often. What are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. That, like...
All right, so
and Dr. Drew, is there any medical studies that have been done for just eyeing something? for its cleanliness?
No, generally just the eyeball.
That's why we used a condom.
No, I know, and I want to commend you for using a condom. I was just thinking that, Rebecca. But and it's broken, okay. And what? Tell me about the rash now.
I don't know. It reminded me of, because my friend told me later, she's like, I think that he has something. And I got
what does your rash look like? Describe it to me.
It was, like, red and, like, blotchy and, like, it was, like, on his arms and his chest. And, like,
it was on his arms and chest, but so nothing on you.
No, it was on him.
So he had a rash on him?
Oh, don't worry about it.
And he looked like he had, like, a clean rash?
Yeah, like, it was, like, little red, like, I don't know, like a...
Rebecca, don't worry about it. That's fine. That does not indicate a sexually transmissible disease.
Okay, even if it is, like, is there anything I can do to just make sure that I don't... get it or anything?
Just go. No, there is nothing you can do, but you can go
if you stare at it for long enough in the mirror, it might get scared away.
The vagina?
Well, because I'm just thinking if she stares at her skin and talks it down as if she were looking at the guy's rash.
Vulva, just like hold
it. Yeah, just
down.
Look at it and just tell it not to get something.
Okay, fair enough.
Just eyeball it.
Okay.
Sound good, Rebecca?
All right, Rebecca. Just go get checked out. Just get on birth control, wear condoms more regularly, use them more properly. It's all good, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah. See, we're helping people already.
Yeah, put her on hold there.
I got to put her.
There you go.
Okay, that was, I feel like we helped her in a way.
Yes, in a way.
All right, so Jason, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'm a big fan, Joel.
Thanks, man.
Love the show.
The soup this week was pretty funny, too. Hang on a second, Jason. You're gaining some... new Whitneys, I guess. Yes?
Well, there's a few that are coming out of the woodwork. We're sad because Jonathan from Blowout is going away.
Oh, the Blowout's going away?
Well, it's his season is over.
Oh, just for the time being. Okay.
Well, the problem was this season of his show was down in ratings, so I don't know what they're going to do. Hopefully it was just enough to get him to the next season. And then Danza's going off the air.
Oh,
did you see the clip of Danza we had?
I saw but I didn't hear it.
He couldn't find a prop on his prop table. It was, of course, it was under a ukulele, and then he fell off his own stage.
And he went, nice.
And it's going away. How can they?
It was a hit. Huge hit. My favorite, though, was your clip of the week.
From
the wife swap.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What were they like? What were they like when they were in each other's houses? Is what I wanted to did one.
You
of them,
know, I did. I there's so much to cover. That is not one of the shows I cover.
My wife immediately went, "Oh, the slutty one picked up on the husband."
Yeah, that is probably my guess. And she was probably. But I love how the cowboy, and I love guys who dress up like cowboys. By the way, and
the table.
Yeah, just kind of like you're always wearing a costume. I'm a cowboy. I want to be an army man, and. So he threw the table, but before he wanted to fight the other husband, he pushed his own wife out of the way, which was so noble and at the same time a crime.
Nice.
Oh, it was good. And hopefully there'll be someone who will replace Jonathan.
Well, just describe.
Oh, there's a new show coming out that is going to be incredible with Stan Lee, the guy that invented Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's doing this because
he's an old man.
He's going to hurt his reputation.
Yeah.
He's having 12 people or 10 people dress up like superheroes, their own creations, live in a house. One of those superheroes will be picked to have a comic book made out of them.
Oh, yeesh.
Why not just call it a mental institution?
Yes, why not just call it, yes.
It's going to be, it's like a gift from the gods. Anyway, Jason.
What's up?
What's your problem?
You see, I live in Farmington, Missouri, which is, Farmington. That's really the only word I can describe it. And I can't seem to find a girl because they're either enormous, and I mean like the kind of girl that could jump up in the air and get stuck, or they've got like 5 kids and an ex-Marine husband.
Okay. That
sounds pretty sweet to me. Maybe move?
Yeah, that's the thing I was thinking, but is there any other thing? I mean, maybe I'm looking in the wrong places.
The internet? Dating services? I don't know.
Yeah, you could, maybe dating men?
No, yeah, well, yeah, they could always do that.
That's not my style, though.
No, yeah. Do you have any interests? Any hobbies or anything?
I like comics.
Oh, there you go. You should watch this new show.
Or he could get, like, some sort of online.
Well, no, if you think about it, comics, that comic books and the enjoyment of, like, cartoon characters, what better way to meet women? I think you should go to...
That could be like a Star Trek convention or comic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could hook up some people with some people who...
Jason, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I work at BK.
A Burger King.
Yeah. The job market down here is really bad.
Move, Jason.
Yeah, I think, Jason, I mean, even though Burger King had employed me for a long time.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
In Seattle?
No, I did some of their commercials.
Oh, that's right.
I played a real jerk in there. So thank God for Burger King. First, let me say that. But may not be in Farmington, Missouri, the greatest place to ask women out, unless you're taking their order. I don't know.
I think
yeah, Jason, time to move.
Move along.
All right.
Nothing keeping them there.
Yeah, let's go with number three here. Bob, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good.
What I'm wondering is, whenever me and my girlfriend are having sex, you know, I get into it real hardcore. I try going at it, and she doesn't do anything. She just kind of lies there, and I'm just trying to wonder, what can I do to make her get more into sex?
Well, you're probably scaring her, is my guess, is that you're probably coming at her way too aggressive, and
that
she's...
That could be. Bob, your sort of idea of into it is her idea of, oh, my God, when's this going to be over?
Well,
you know,
I try going at it with her, and she'll say harder sometimes, and I'll go at it, but she just, like, she doesn't want to switch positions. She just lays, like, we're always missionary. Any other position doesn't work for her, and I mean, I don't think it's really the scared factor, because she got over that. We did it before, and, you know...
Does she fake, I mean, have an orgasm?
No, she's never had an orgasm.
Okay.
Well, there you go. I have a mission for you, Bob. Next time, you have to try to give her an orgasm.
No, I've tried as hard as I can, but I think, like, a lot of the...
Without being, like, a linebacker or being too aggressive.
Bob, it's not going to happen with your penis.
Okay, so, like, how do you recommend going about it to give her, you know, an orgasm to make her, you know, want to get more into it?
With your mouth.
I mean, I've tried oral sex, I've tried, you know...
He's wearing a mouth guard during
the
time.
But imagine he's like, imagine how he goes with that. Think slow and soft and
Do you have
very,
any Kenny G albums?
Slow. Yeah.
Put on some Kenny G. Go to get some scented candles.
Yes,
and,
candles are big.
Just take it easy and make sure she's comfortable.
So try to go at it lighter at first and then see how she goes.
No, not at first.
The whole time.
The whole way, Bob. The whole way.
Okay, so go real light the whole way.
Do not assume that what you're into, she is into.
Right.
That is a bad
assumption. In fact, every
time
you think that she's going to be into this, just do it exactly the opposite
idea. Right. Do contrary kinds of thinking. You think, I'd sure like it real hard, then think, okay, then I'm going to go very slow.
Yeah, then get
it. Very. Slow and easy, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
And then right at the end,
she'll be shocked.
You
know, then she's all done anyway.
Yeah, all right. That was
helping people one after the other.
Michael? Mike?
Yes.
Mike? Hey, buddy.
Mike, to say I love you, Dr. Drew. You're a great doctor.
Thank you, Mike. What's happening?
And I, when I was 6 or 7, I went swimming at a lake, and shortly afterwards, the foreskin started swelling up around my penis.
Yeah.
It literally looked like a, sunflower would be a good description.
Mushroom.
Yeah, mushroom.
Like a mushroom sunflower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they injected something in there. I still don't know what bit me or anything, but my penis hasn't gotten any bigger from that time. I was wondering what that could be.
How old were you when that happened?
6 or 7.
Wait, your penis stayed the same size?
Yes.
No way. So you had
no.
You never had puberty.
Yeah, I had puberty. And
your penis remained 2 inches long.
Erect.
Something like that, yes.
2 inches erect.
Erect is a little bit bigger, and the foreskin is still long now. I was circumcised, but now it's...
You have a small penis, you fag. How long are you erect?
4 to 5 inches, maybe.
Okay. That's grown a lot since you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
A lot.
Unless
and the fact
you
that
were
you don't perceive that
the greatest 6 year old of
no, ever. Never. No way. The fact that you
but
don't
it's
understand
never that,
that
around either.
Look, Michael, it's bizarre that you don't know that things have grown quite a bit. What do you do for a living?
I work at factory work.
Factor word, okay.
There might be, have been a magical spell on the lake, which he would have to, maybe some sort of, there was a curse or something put on. You would have to go back there and
undo it. Is there like
undo
a frog
it.
That does curses? Or
a, well, it's either like a frog or some
what was that Don Knotts
golem.
Where he was a fish, and it was an enchanted fish. Do you remember that?
Was it a movie?
Yes.
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Mr. Limpet.
Yes. I never saw
Incredible
Mr. Limpet.
Incredible Mr. Limpet or something like that. What's that, Anderson?
I thought it was The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. I'm way off.
No, no, Mr. Limpet. Was it called The Incredible Mr. Limpet? Yeah, Incredible Mr. Limpet, yeah.
Hey, Michael, you're the right size.
It's
Don't worry about
Mr.
it.
Incredible Mr. Limpet. I know that's what it is. I know it. And, Michael, here's the deal. You're preoccupying about the size of your penis. That's the bigger issue here. And only thing I know about guys that really get upset and obsessed and worried about that is things are not going in their life the way they want it to.
Yeah.
It's more of a symbol of you than a reality about your anatomy. So really work on getting a good relationship going, maybe getting your career going a different direction, doing other things, hobbies, things
like that. And don't tell anyone else that story.
No.
Yeah, don't, yeah. Ever.
And if it was a boy fish that bit his penis, would that make Michael gay?
Oh.
Well, if it was an enchanted bite.
The only way is that there has to be research done, Anderson.
We're going to have your penis bit. You know, there's a great new book about Theodore Roosevelt. Ooh, did that work?
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt and his trip down the Amazon, and they were describing some of the weird parasites.
All the crazy.
Yeah. Aside from fish that could jump up and eat a child whole, there were these other little fish that would swim actually up your urinary stream if you were peeing in the river.
Really?
Up your, definitely when you're in the water, they'd get the flow or the
they
heat or something.
They weren't on acid or anything?
They would fly and wedge themselves in the penis and obstruct, and they would the Indians would cut the penises off as a way of, because it was so painful and so awful.
Oh, my.
They'd immediately cut the penis off.
Oh, that's like a dream you would have. No, really, it would be like, that doesn't seem even possible.
That a fish would swim up your pee as you're peeing, as you're micturating into the river.
It must have been so disappointing for the people, like the native people from those countries to come here and be like, there is nothing crazy going on.
No, there's nothing weird like that. We don't have the urine-swimming, penile-wedging fish.
No president writes about stuff like that anymore.
I know. What's going on?
You get Bill Clinton's biography, and it's like, meh, no, just penis.
It's a great story. Teddy Roosevelt did not die long after that. He got lost in the river down there, this uncharted territory. I didn't know. I knew a lot about Teddy Roosevelt. I never knew this chapter.
How old was he?
Older. It's like 60s. Yeah. 50, 50. The book is called, what's it called? Just read it. Oh, crap.
Theodore Rex?
No. That's his other one. This is a book just out recently about his journey in the Amazon.
It's
called The River of Doubt.
See, the Army needs to weaponize fish like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Nikki.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
Probably you. According to your description here.
Sorry. It's hard. Well, I can't really have an orgasm unless I'm high.
Just thinking I have leg pain. I probably got a blood clot in my vein. I was sitting on a plane all day.
See,
can't have an orgasm unless you're high. Okay. Well, that's,
go on.
Don't worry
standard.
About my blood clot.
Yeah. Is it really painful?
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, what the hell? I think, oh,
don't you,
no.
you don't you fly first class everywhere?
It doesn't matter. It's just retarded.
No.
All right, here's the good deal, Nikki. High with what? Pot?
Yeah.
And how do you, can you orgasm by yourself?
Yeah.
But just not with another person?
Yeah.
And is that because it relaxes you, or what's the deal?
Something like that.
All right, so, I mean... Look, generally, drugs work against sexual functioning, except to the extent that they can sometimes reduce anxiety. And there's that sort of euphoric effect, so it's sort of stimulating that system a little bit. But eventually, this will work against you. So you've got to learn to relax. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Was that a yeah?
Yes. Sorry. Okay.
Do you feel comfortable with him?
Huh?
Do you feel comfortable with him?
Huh?
For the most part.
No. Well, find somebody you really, really genuinely feel comfortable with and calm down about stuff, and things will start happening on their own without the pot. Now, the reality is there ever a day when you don't smoke pot anyway?
Yeah. Okay, is there a lot of stuff you can't do?
No, I usually only smoke pot when I'm going to have sex.
So, like,
which is every day?
Three times a day?
No, my boyfriend lives kind of far away, so I don't do it much.
So really, you only smoke pot when you're about to have sex. That's the only time.
For the most part.
Right, but sometimes on
Monday,
Fridays.
Tuesday, yeah.
Once in a while.
Oh, in maybe. The past 6 months, I've done it twice.
All right. I'd say it's not a great sign for your relationship that you have to be high to be close with somebody. Just Which is what I consider sort of a warning sign, all right?
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Just pay attention. Yeah. Just make sure this is the guy you really want to be with.
All right. Yeah. This is my... I'm really excited about Scott's call.
All right, I'm ready.
Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Scott.
Dr. Drew, I'd like to say I'm a long-time listener, sir, and I have a great deal of respect for you.
God bless you. What's happening now?
If I could ask you a couple questions, please, sir. Wait, hold on.
Okay. All right.
I met this girl. She has been doing crystal methamphetamines for a while now.
It's a beautiful thing.
And she informed me that she has a multiple personalities, that when she feels threatened, this other personality comes out. And I was just wondering if crystal methamphetamines can cause that.
Crystal meth does not cause multiple personalities, if that actually exists, which I kind of think it does. Multiple personality is a syndrome where your character, your personality, fractures as a result of severe trauma in childhood. I mean, like ritualistic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, when that happens, you never get a cohesive person inside. Yeah. You just have parts.
Still, the most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my life is Sybil.
Yeah.
As a little kid, I saw that.
Yeah.
And I had nightmares about that movie. And I was so mad my parents let me watch it. The one movie.
I've treated a bunch of multiple patients, and it's wild. They when they switch people, I mean, it's unbelievable. Their face looks different. I mean, it's weird.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's weird. So,
She did say she had been molested as a child.
All right, so she may have a multiple personality disorder. It will be made worse by methamphetamine. What methamphetamine causes is something called it can produce manias. And something called an amphetamine psychosis, where people begin developing very elaborate delusions and paranoias, primarily focused on people around them, neighbors, coworkers, families, friends, that kind of thing. And boy, I've seen the most elaborate, crazy delusions.
And most of those people became screenwriters, right?
Or politicians.
Right.
And they'll tell you 3 weeks later, they'll repeat the same story. It may take them 20 minutes to tell you the story.
Oh.
It's just all built on just delusions.
Are you going to... Is this a person you just met, or are you dating this person?
I'm kind of dating her, yes.
Yeah. You should take her home
project,
and meet your parents.
It's
going to
be a project, Scott, that somebody with chronic mental illness, and it's going to be a crazy ride if she doesn't get sober. So at very least, you want that person to get active.
Yeah, that's like a stir-fry screw-up there. So be careful, Scott.
Stir-fry. We're going to take a break.
Oh, we do? How did you know?
This thing passed 20. This thing is called a clock.
All right, call in with all your problems and hardships.
What number is that?
1-800-LOVE-191, 1-800-LOVE-191, and Dr. Drew will treat you, and I will make fun of you.
And you are?
Joel McHale.
From The Soup.
From The Soup, and that's Dr. Drew from?
Loveline.
Loveline, thank you. 1-800-LOVE-191, it's Loveline with the board-certified Dr. Drew.
Thank you.
What board?
Internal medicine and addiction medicine.
I am too.
Yes.
And so I am also licensed to talk on all these things. So let's go right to Dr. Drew's favorite call right now. Ron? Ron, are you there? Ronnie?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Dr. Drew. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks. What's happening?
Hi. Actually, I heard you talking about that fish that swam up the urethra on the Amazon, and it's actually called the Candiru.
Candiru.
Oh.
Do you have Teddy Roosevelt book, or did you look it up, or have you heard of it?
Do you have one?
No, I'm not that.
Do you keep them? All right, go ahead.
I keep them in a jar. I heard about them in a cartoon on Adult Swim called Adventure Brothers, and I looked it up, and then...
Right, of course.
I have things on something the Menorah team would have.
How big are they?
They're tiny.
They never grow longer than an inch, and they can actually lodge themselves into different orifices, like the anus or the vagina. And they're translucent, so they're almost impossible to see.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well,
right?
These are wonderful stories.
They really are, Anderson. Now, give me a break here.
I want to go fishing for those.
A candiru?
With my urine.
Yeah, a candiru.
Are you saying a candiru, or is a candiru, a is part of the name?
Oh, no, it's just candiru, C-A-N.
Candiru. How about, have you heard about this book about Teddy Roosevelt?
I've heard about it before.
It's very good.
He went to Amazon, but yeah.
All right, we're gonna fry some of those up and serve
some candiru,
candiru and chips. Oh, that'd be great. Thank you, Ron. Watch more Cartoon Network and fill us in on
Adult Swim.
Really great.
Very
I cut them off.
Just
thanks, Ron.
They're your competitor.
Yeah.
Don't get too bitter.
Yeah. Francie,
I compete against you. I think.
You
no, I'm gonna.
I think you will.
No, I'm going to have a new show at 10 on Tuesdays on Discovery Health Channel.
No, that's fine. That's, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's, I don't think people will be.
Oh, there's another thing. Look up this website, justasktoday.com. And Anderson, look it up, too. My wife insists that, I have a strange appearance. This is the website I'm on.
You mean your photo?
Kind of a photo, yeah, but justasktoday.com, yeah.
That's not... Right. Okay, Francie?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Why do you, does everyone say that?
I don't know. It's some sort of ritual in this show. It's a greeting. It's, you know...
Francie, have you been on a lot of radio shows? Is that why it just rolled off your tongue like that?
No, actually, it's the first time I've ever been on the radio.
Oh, great.
It's a greeting, and B, it's an acknowledgement that they've been part of our listenership for a long time.
All right, great.
It's horrible, and it should stop soon.
All right. Thanks, okay. Anderson. Appreciate it.
All right, go ahead, Francie. I kind of agree with Anderson, but...
Okay.
Hang on a second, Francie. Rick, what do you think? Is there anything weird about him?
You're very interactive on the website.
Right, I'm interacting, but no, you don't see anything weird or anything.
Have you lost weight since that picture, Dr. Drew?
I don't think so.
I'm kidding. I just was trying to make you paranoid.
All right, good.
Francie, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, hang on a second, Francie. No, seriously. Oh, what are we doing there, Rick? You're moving up. Oh, you moved to other stuff. All right, go ahead, look around.
Francie, will you get to it?
Can I start now?
Yes,
fine,
sure.
Go.
Okay, so me, about a month ago, I've been with this guy for
Hang on a second, Francie. You know, the show tonight, the soup, it was so damn funny. Did you see the wife swap before the fight? Do you have any idea what happened before that?
No, I don't. Because I don't watch that show. I just watch American Idol over and over now. It's sad.
You know, what else? I'm trying to think what else was on tonight's episode. Because my wife's going, the soup is the funniest it's ever been
tonight.
I'm
trying to think of the
I saw you and Tom fall off the mountain.
Yeah, we fell off the mountain. And then, well, there was lots and lots of this Charlie Sheen and...
Oh, yeah, what did she say? What was that? I was interested in hearing what she was saying.
I hate you. I feel, this is
dirty.
When I
You're
feel
dirty.
Most
the
dirty
yes,
is
yes.
When I talk about things like this, that I know them.
Hold on a second, Francie.
Just one sec, Francie. Is that the shows are covered. We call it the love pentagram of Denise and Locklear and Sambora. And
Sambora and Locklear haven't been seen together in like 4 years
It's just, and now she's, and then she was on camera kissing him at a restaurant, but she holds her hair back to kiss him so all the reporters can take photos of it to make sure it's her.
Oh, my God.
And then Sheen is cutting their wedding photos in half and saying the worst day of my life, and then all of a sudden David Spade's walking out of restaurants with them, and then
what did Denise say?
She say as far as...
I don't know. You had a clip of her saying something, I thought.
Oh, well, this is the one where I could hardly pay attention to it about how... I don't even remember... Actually, I don't even remember what she said. She said something along the lines of she's not friends with... I don't care. Right, I don't want to... Oh, I hate it.
All right, Francie, what's going on?
I can't...
Okay.
Francie.
There you go.
Get to
okay.
it.
Okay. Sorry. So I've been with this guy for about 9 months, and about a month ago we got into this really big fight. I don't even remember what it was about, but he wouldn't, like, I told him to just take me home, and he didn't want to, and I kept pushing it, you know, take me home, because I didn't want to sit there. He was going to be all pissed off at me. So.
Hold on. Now, let's be honest. You were screaming hysterically, take me home, right?
No.
You were like, saying it as calmly as you're saying it right now?
Well, not that calmly, but I wasn't screaming at him. I was just like, take me home now, you know. And
Wait, do it how you act. I'll play your boyfriend, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not taking you home.
No, take me home now.
No, I'm not going to take you home.
No, seriously. Get him a
no,
car and take me home.
No, you serious. No. Shut up. Okay. All right, that's pretty. Yeah, so she
pretty
was pretty
good,
reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then what happened?
We get in the car, and he's all pissed off. He's driving like a maniac, and I wanted to talk to him about it, right? And so I started to talk to him, and so he turns up the radio, and I got really pissed off because, like, obviously, he, like, turns it up so he doesn't have to hear me talk.
It was too bad if it wasn't a James Blunt song, because that would have solved everything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I smacked his arm, and it wasn't, I mean, it's like a girl slap. Come on, that's weak. And... he gets all pissed off, and he turns into the nearest parking lot and starts screaming at me to get the F out of his car. And I started, you know, crying, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Just please just take me home. I'm really sorry. I'll just be quiet. I'll leave you alone. And he kept screaming at me to get out of his car and came around to the other door and opened the door and, like, went to grab me but then stopped, you know, and just kept yelling at me to get out. So he didn't, like, force me to get out of the car. And when
This has been Loveline.
Yes.
Well, these are wonderful
Thank
stories.
Thank you so much for...
And so, what's the question?
Oh, well, was it right for him to, like, do that? I mean, was it all my fault because I wouldn't leave him alone? Was it okay for him
Can
to...
we go back to you asking Joel what was on the soup earlier? Because you...
if you...
Here's the deal, Francis. It's not okay for him to dump you somewhere. No, that's not okay.
It's not okay for you to hit him in the arm.
Not okay if you hit him in the arm.
Or for him to turn up the radio.
And to scream at you. The whole thing sounds like a mess. Is he? How old is he?
We're both 19.
And have you been getting along until this night?
We had, like, little fights and stuff here and there.
Was alcohol involved in this at all?
No, neither of us drink.
I guarantee you weren't as reasonable as you claim to have been.
Yeah.
Either that or he has a brain tumor.
Do you really like this guy? Do you really care about this guy?
I do a lot, yes.
All right,
then sit down and chat with him about what happened and how you feel about it.
Yeah, you both did things that were dumb
in
the car.
If you provoke him, there's nothing about what he did that was right, but if it came out of nowhere, then you need to get away from this guy.
Yes. Okay. But don't hit him during an argument.
Right. If, on the other hand, you were escalated, he was escalated, it was just a bad thing that spiraled out of control for both of you, maybe there's some hope.
All right, Frank.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. I don't know if we helped her.
Yeah, we did. We at least made her look at what her role might have been in all that.
Tammy?
Hi.
Great name.
Thanks.
Is that your wife's name?
No.
No, because you like that name. I'm sure she's happy to hear about that, too. That Tammy's a... You ever had a girlfriend named Tammy?
Nope. Never, I just thought...
Hated somebody named Tammy?
No, never did. Short for Tamara? I really haven't.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I know, it sounds...
Yeah, sure.
Sounds like...
Yeah. Hi, Sarah, how you doing?
That guy in Farmington.
Okay, Sarah? Joel's a great guy, I know. What's up, Tammy?
Joel's going to make fun of me.
Ready?
Yeah. I've been having sex with my boyfriend, with my best friend, for over a year now.
Best friend... Male.
Yeah. Male,
yeah, okay.
All right.
And when we first met, he told me that he likes to go down on girls, but he has not gone down on me, and he doesn't like to kiss me either.
Well, you're best friends, you know. It's not like you're going out for a year.
You've been having sex for a year?
What was that?
You've been having sex together for a year?
Yeah, we've been best friends for about a year and a half. And,
and sex for a year?
Yeah.
Tammy, come on. He's using you.
Or something. I don't know what's up, but something is up.
Tammy, you're in love with him, yes?
Yes.
I care about him a lot.
Yeah.
So let me reinterpret. Here's why it's so confusing.
Okay.
Tammy is into, what's his name?
Brandon.
Tammy's into Brandon. So Tammy came on strong at the very beginning.
Right.
Brandon did not respond.
No.
So
he happened to tell her that he was really into giving oral sex.
And because he's talking about other girls because he is her friend.
Right.
They land squarely in Friendville. She keeps at him. He sort of grants her some sex.
This is how you met your wife.
And not at all. And now they're just having sex, but he's never left Friendville. She's all the way in now. And here we are. So, this is still a friend, Tammy. That's why he doesn't want to... What?
I agree, like...
Did I tell the story exactly as it happened?
No. Yes and no. Like, he's the one who approached me, started calling me. And he had a girlfriend.
I really want you to be my best friend.
Because you had a friend he wanted to talk to.
Why aren't we best friends? You're great.
No, I didn't need a friend to talk to. He had a girlfriend when we first met.
No, I'm saying you had a friend that he wanted to get to.
No. His best friend was... messing around with my best friend, and they both had somebody else, and then hung out because they were messing
around.
Because
you were both in the middle of the chaos, so you were talking about
Tammy,
that,
just stop letting this guy treat you like this.
Yeah, that's not good.
You got to get away from this guy.
And by the way, stop denying that you're not completely into this guy.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Especially, yeah.
And stop thinking because he has sex with you, he has any feelings for you other than friendly. And
he
stop thinking
every day.
Tammy.
Well, you're right. Well, that makes
it
okay.
And stop thinking about changing him, because guys do not change that way.
Just give it two more years, and maybe it'll work.
In 2 more years?
Just try.
No, it will not work.
I'm kidding.
Cold turkey. Just break the habit
here. Get away.
Yeah, it's not. It's just think something that's out of control.
Get on a drill team.
No.
That's my advice for everyone.
Anything.
He was really sweet.
Oh. Okay, so you got that, Tammy? Okay, good.
Okay. Let's check this out real quick before we have to take a break.
Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Good. You, buddy?
My girlfriend has kind of a weird quirk. She's been doing it for about 3 or 4 months right now, and I've kind of just looked past it, but I wonder if you had any idea.
Are you about to give a weather report on a radio station?
Are you in a helicopter?
But,
Josh, we got a... Go ahead, Josh.
Every time she performs a little sex on me, she makes me ejaculate in a shot glass before she'll swallow.
Wow. Yeah, is she,
the first time it happened, I was like, whatever, but...
Yeah, she
why does she bother?
She a big fan of the movie Cocktail?
No, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, she's just been doing it for a while now, and I just kind of look past it because whatever, you know? But I was just wondering...
Liar, whore, you know it!
Why don't you tell her to skip the whole collection part and just maybe use a towel?
That's what I'm trying to say, but she won't. I mean, we've gotten to a big argument.
I think you should mix it up. Maybe a champagne flute,
raspberry in there.
Yeah, maybe a brandy snifter and collect it over a... Yeah, and then light put it, a little light lighter underneath it.
Light it on the whole thing.
You could just put a... Oh,
semen au flambe, yeah.
Yeah. Should I keep on pursuing her, or should I just let it go?
Oh, Josh, you smoke a little pot, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Josh, you smoking some pot, baby?
No, regular.
No, she's not a druggie whatsoever.
No, Dr.
Drew is accusing you.
Oh, do I smoke pot?
Yeah, pretty regularly.
Oh, no, I don't smoke pot at all.
Oh, okay.
I drink beer, but that's about it. Is it weird when you go to a bar now
and get a shot and a beer?
Dude, I can't drink shots anymore. You don't even know.
Because you feel gay if you drink a shot.
Maybe that's what she's...
Every time I see a shot glass, I think of baby batter, and it gets me all weird.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
Maybe that's what
she...
Maybe that was her plan. Maybe she's trying to get you sober.
Do we have to go to a commercial
We have to go to commercial break.
Hey, this is... it's good radio, shot glasses. It's 1-800-LOVE-191.
I just want to recap. We're going to talk about... penis, semen flambe.
Right.
We're going to talk about carving off the penis to get the translucent fish out of your urethra.
Okay.
And the topic that you and I both enjoy that we haven't brought up yet tonight is the gentleman that had the piercing that got infection and lost his penis.
Yes.
We have to have a deep discussion about that. Yes, yes.
All those things, if you really wanted to, could be put into a meal. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. That's present. It's Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Also Jed.
Jed, he's still here. Yeah. We're just talking about the old time days of radio when I was 13.
Thank you.
Not around.
I was 60.
Yeah. Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
What the heck?
What's happening there?
What's happening?
I don't know. I guess you guys know the question.
I don't know.
What's the question?
I'm a guy, right? And
I'm talking to this guy. Didn't she say that?
Yeah, she was talking to a guy. All right, thanks.
Anderson heard effing, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Is that what that was?
Nice job.
Could be.
Anything.
Hold on, guys. I just had to deal with that, but it was clearly effing this guy.
All right.
So anyway.
We can go back to her because I like her question. But
all right, first go to Cam.
Garrity
first.
Yeah, let's go. What do you want?
Garrity.
Hey,
what's up, Garrity?
Oh, hey. I had a question. Hey. Anderson, I'm a big fan of you. You make the show funny. I was wondering how two lesbians have a baby.
Are you asking Anderson or us?
I'm asking you guys.
You just press really hard together, right, Dr. Drew?
And then poof, baby's invented.
That's how it happens, right?
You can go to a sperm bank. You can ask a friend. I don't understand your question.
Well, one time I think I was listening and you said that and you didn't want to get into it.
What? He just was possessed by a demon.
Yes, I hear that.
You have to know David Crosby.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
There's all sorts of ways you can
have
this
done. You need a sperm donor. You need someone to provide the sperm, and then you have the baby.
Oh, okay.
What you thought there was some sort of spontaneous way?
I thought, there's a little bit of magic or something. You just put a spell on them or something, and that made it happen or something like that.
No, do me a favor and go punch your biology teacher.
And the guy in the background going, you're so stupid, dude. Thanks, Garrity. All right, should we try Kim again, Kim?
We got
no
punch her up.
No more of that.
None of the F word or the S word. You got it?
I didn't say it.
Anderson,
if she didn't say it, then that means she said, I'm talking my friend.
or I'm talking to my guy?
I'm talking to him.
You didn't say two, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Continue your white trash story. We'd love to hear it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking to a guy, and I'm 16, he's 25, and the age is not a problem in my family.
What's not a problem in your family?
No, the age isn't a problem.
The age is not a problem? Kim, before this continues, will you do me a favor? Will you kick your shoes off for a second?
They were off already. What are you talking about?
Just kick your shoes. Yeah, you're right. And can you just look down and count up the toes there?
There's 10.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't believe you, but go ahead.
You expecting a hoof or something?
So who are you trying to convince it's okay to have this relationship?
Wait, just to flesh this out a bit. When you say your family doesn't have a problem with age, who is in your family?
My mom and my dad, they accept it.
They accept because they have no choice?
I guess pretty much that's it. And they say they want me to be happy.
Since they're brother and sister, they have no room to talk. Is the
point. Oh, you're a good point. Well said. All right, so what's the question?
Well, I just recently found out that he's a skinhead. And
weird. Was he wearing a hat the whole time?
No.
No? He just... Maybe you thought he was in the ROTC or something?
No, he's not bald. He believes in everything that they believe in. He's a
white supremacist. He's a racist.
I see.
Right. Clearly the kind of guy you want to hang out with.
Yeah, he sounds great so far. I'm sure that your parents, they definitely want you to be happy. So, you still like him?
Yeah, like, it doesn't, I have to respect it because to me it's like, if I don't respect that, it's like, why should people respect it? I'm okay with gays.
What? Well, I want to follow that reasoning again. If you're not okay with the skinhead.
Right.
Then what?
Well, why should people respect people who believe that it's okay to be gay? Or the people that don't think it's okay, like, I have respect for them.
We'll just leave that music and play away.
Kim, you need your own talk show. I want to say that first.
Well, first of all, it would be great for you guys.
I don't... Yeah,
thank
man.
All the material.
Oh. If it was called Kim and Skin.
Kim and Friends. Oh, perfect.
And it was mostly about her convincing.
Kim, Skin, and Friends.
Yeah, and mostly her about trying to convince her parents. And then they would go to, they would have gay people come in, and she would reason with them, and then he would go nuts. I don't know. I'll pitch it later. But
yeah, Kim, we're, on one hand, you're talking about people who have a particular... attraction patterns, and it's their own business.
I think it's pretty much respecting people's views.
As opposed to somebody who believes that other people are less than him and should be harmed. That's a little different. It's a little different.
Yeah. You should have kids with him. That would make you even happier.
What?
But if I can only respect people that are black, how am I supposed to not respect the people that want to hang the black people?
Right, exactly. Or murderers. Kim, you should respect murderers because it's just one way of looking at things. People want to kill other people.
I just have a lot of respect. That's pretty much it.
Really smart.
Don't keep cutting that music off. I need to hear it. Play it in my head.
Keep it going. Just keep going. Thank you. Call. Hey, Kim. I don't know what we can tell you, other than you're making the worst mistake of your life so far.
And your thinking is gravely impaired.
Other than that, go for it.
He may be a misguided person and may be able to be brought around. I'm not saying anything.
Right, and she's the one to do it. The 16-year-old girl. You should watch Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You should just see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Coal Miner's Daughter, you get that at the video store, okay?
Kim, I just to give you an analogy, if we were wartime, if we were doctors in a war, and they brought in about 10 injured soldiers, and we thought 5 of them were not going to be savable, we're going to start with the guys that are savable, and you seem like a person who
may not be.
That's why...
Let me just ask a quick question, just to test the waters. Hitler should respect his point of views? Just another point of view? Another point of view. Okay. All right. Just checking.
I don't.
Just checking.
Yeah, do you see?
I actually have a problem with the whole Nazism.
Oh, no. Why? It's just a point of view.
I don't know. That's going to be a real
point. Why would you draw the line there?
If people are Nazis, well, I respect that they are. That's
you respect that they're Nazis. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to... Oh, boy.
Okay.
I don't even. Okay,
put
Kim.
Hold there.
Wow.
Let's go back to Loveline.
Okay.
Let's try number six.
Oh, wait,
we
got to
take a break. Kim,
let's just
quickly test this one. I need a cleanser, a palate cleanser.
Yeah, James.
Kim.
James, go.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
James.
Big fan of your work.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I had a quick question about condoms and such. Whenever I have sex, sometimes it starts to slip during the end of it.
You have a small penis, you fag.
Well, we will see. We will see.
We're going to help you.
James, just hang in there. Hang in there for us through this break.
Yeah.
It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. That is the number to call us with your problems, which we will make fun of and discuss on the air, and then Dr. Drew will actually help you.
Who are we?
We are Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Thank you.
Board-certified voodoo
specialist.
And I am Joel McHale from The Soup on E, Friday nights at 10, and it repeats 400 times a week.
Right.
Play the game and try to watch all the episodes.
Excellent. Well, this week was very funny.
Thanks, man. Well, Tom did help a lot.
Tom, I'm just so happy.
Did you see that that monkey, what is it, the monkey clip we had to show from the internet again? That
yes,
monkey,
with the monkey. Why did you show? I wonder. I thought I'd seen that before.
Of all the things for our lawyers to be upset by,
uh-oh,
or that apparently there's all these things we do that I look at the lawyers, I'm like, we're not going to be sued for that.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And then this comes up and they contact us, and so we had to give this website credit for this thing, so we had to show it again. And I
felt
there
was a monkey jumping over.
Yeah,
it.
And yeah. I just felt like there was this. I'll tell you what happened. We did this thing called the 101 most numbered moments.
Was that one of your interns in there?
One of our writers, and then Brett Michaels of Motley Crue.
I thought somebody was pretending to be.
No, it was really him. He agreed to do it.
Oh,
but
how funny.
At one point, it was the most numbered numbers, which was just counting
from
down.
Poison, yeah.
From Poison. We're just counting down numbers as a joke. And I said my math teacher was a whore. And then our lawyer was like, dude, we can't say that. Why? Well, one of your math teachers might sue us.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you... it was great. And so I'm being sued by four math teachers. But not one of them knows which one's the whore.
Right. Let's face it. Truth is the defense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just be up front with them when they sue me. All right. That was great. Should we go back to James?
James, yes.
James? James, so go ahead.
So the condom keeps falling off and you want a condom suspender, right?
What's that?
You're looking for a condom suspender?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
you actually shouldn't need that. How long do you have sex before it starts to slip off?
Probably about 20 minutes into it, maybe.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's a little bit on the prolonged side there. It's hard to keep track of something for 20 minutes like that. You really need to keep checking to make sure it's on every 30 seconds to a minute or so.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. It's just I want to not have to worry about that. I thought maybe there's
if you're going to go for 20 minutes, you can go for 20. I mean,
smaller.
There are different sizes out there. There are.
There's a junior, and maybe you could use electrical tape.
Yeah,
well, is that a bad idea? That was
Trojans
bad advice.
Are going to come out with one that's tighter around the base pretty soon.
That'll probably hurt. Yeah.
James, you might want to try a water balloon.
What?
They're really small.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's a great
very
idea.
Very tiny.
I'm trying to think.
So it's the 20-minute thing, really, right, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, it's the fact that he's going for so long. I'm just thinking you may want to put a little bit of lubricant on the tip, and that make the tip move around more without taking the whole thing up and down, the whole condom off the shaft. And there are smaller varieties out there, and you might want to check that out.
What about the things like the rings? Would that help it hold it on, or would that make it break easier?
Like the vibrating rings, that kind of thing? Or what are you talking about?
Just like a regular rubber penis ring or something.
A C-ring.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that would help things
at
all.
How about one of those twisty ties you use on a hefty bag?
No, I don't think it would. It really is. A part of proper condom use is checking for slippage. You have to pay attention. You just do.
Okay.
And when you pull out, you got to hold the base because it can't move, and that's just the way it is.
And it's going to be great when you come home with a box of condoms for a smaller size, and you'll be very happy, I think. And you can proclaim that loudly to your friends.
Yes.
All right.
James. Good times.
Wow. We helped him.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Dr. Joe?
Who's next?
Anything?
Three.
All right, good. Oh, you're a fast reader. Campbell. Or no, Lee.
Yeah.
Lee Campbell.
Yeah.
Joseph Campbell's on the line,
everyone.
She says
she's from Campbell. Where is Campbell?
Campbell's in, it's in Santa Clara County, like by San Jose, Santa Cruz, and, you know.
All right. In the state of California.
Got it. Northern California. What's up?
The thing is I kind of need to know how I can set myself up to let my husband have anal sex with me, because he really likes it, and I want to give it to him, but I'm a little, like, a tight butt.
Oh, you're kidding.
How dare you? Tight A?
It's just, I don't know what I can do to loosen myself up. I've invited my you know, vibrator in when we've done many different positions, and sometimes it's just, I think maybe he's just too big for it, and I don't know.
Does your vibrator, you've invited your vibrator in, is that what you said?
Yes.
Does your vibrator have a name?
I like how you chose invite.
No.
Clarence?
Me.
It's like, Victor, come on in. Come on in. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just concerned because, you know, if this is something that I have to do as his wife, I mean, I have to, but I have to say I have a child, and after I had my son, which is, he's only 2 years old, the cesarean after that, I had like a hemorrhoid.
Nice.
I don't know. Well, if
just keep going, though.
That will help.
Surgery, hemorrhoids, doesn't matter.
You'll add to the inviting quality that you're sort of alluding to. Here's the deal. You don't have to do anything, Lee. What are you talking about? What do you mean you have to do it?
Well, I don't have to, but I'd like to, and I do enjoy it. I mean,
you do?
Well,
you know what's really cool, Dr. Drew, when you're about 50 and you can't keep your stool up in there?
Yeah.
That's the best. That's totally cool. I'm into that.
We had an anal prolapse lady in here.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I'm not like...
Yes. Hold on, Lee. Just listen. I want you to hear about anal prolapse.
Yes, rectal prolapse does occur. It happens in women in their 70s and 80s, and I'm expecting to see a lot more of it from all this anal sex stuff. And it's basically like, you know those... you know those toys that are like these tubes you can never hang under and invaginate?
Yeah.
That's what falls out of your rear. Rectal prolapse looks like. And when it does that, it cuts off the blood supply, and you get, your colon starts to become ischemic, and it'll die, and you have to get a surgical emergency.
What does ischemic mean?
The blood supply is cut off. It's dying.
That's when it stops.
Oh. And so you've got to go to surgery immediately when that happens. Sometimes.
So, Lee, doesn't that sound great?
It sounds wonderful.
And then hemorrhoids, and then fissures, and then tearing, and then stenosis, which is a scarring and narrowing. It's all just good times. But
Lee, I think you should get your husband to maybe use a cucumber in his anus, and then that way you can kind of he can appreciate what you're going through.
Amen, my God. I'm serious.
You think we're kidding? Okay.
I'm serious. Yeah. I'm not joking.
The fact this guy's keeping at you about this thing that...
Hon, come on. I know you had the C-section. Now you got the hemorrhoids, and it's really painful for you, but come on. God, you're my wife.
I would do it for you.
Yeah, come on. Jackson in the other room's going to wake up, and we're not going to even be close to being... You're not going to be... Oh.
I mean, what you said about
that conversation sounded a little bit too close.
Yeah, I was trying to find a hip name that parents are using, and it seems like everyone has named their kid Jackson in the last 2 years. So I chose Jackson. Was I right? That your kid's name is Jackson?
I don't know.
What's your son's name?
Oh well, Rasta.
Rasta.
Yes,
oh, that!
Oh,
now
yeah,
your husband's
now
coming into focus
all,
for me.
Oh, yeah. When is the last time you shaved your armpits?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not a hippie.
How dare you?
Okay, so if I have to worry about my butt falling out of my body when I get older, then, I mean, is that really a possibility?
He's had someone on the show who's had the problem.
Somebody last week just called, had this happen to them from anal sex.
But once again, you should try for 3 more years.
And then when it does happen,
if it doesn't work, then, you know, just move on.
Here's the deal. There is somebody out there that writes about this stuff from a fairly pragmatic point of view. Her name is Tristan Taramino. And you can look it up online. Tristan, she has a couple books about this. And there are ways to dilate and blah, blah, blah. I just have grave concerns about this for women's health.
Be careful, Lee.
Tristan Taramino, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, good times.
Wow, that's a great marriage.
It may be.
Wow.
Just,
okay, let's go to one. Holly?
Yeah, hi.
All right. What's going on?
So, in it was a couple. It was, I think it was like a month ago. I went to.
Are you playing the guitar while you're talking to us?
No.
Is there some sort of terrifying soundtrack?
Do you have
to
a
this
zither?
Phone call?
Sorry. Here. No. Okay. So I went to this party and I was kind of sketch about it anyways, like going just because I was like, well, whatever. But.
Totally.
Okay, I'll have
hold on, necessary to hear that.
Dude, you're well, like sketch.
Okay.
And like, I'm totally, I was like, whatever, like a sketch.
But it adds to the story somehow.
Okay. Sorry. And so my friends were like, okay, we'll watch you, you know, just to make sure you don't get out of hand or anything. I was like, okay, that's cool. So.
What?
Well, hold on. Holly, these thoughts aren't connecting for us.
I'm sorry.
What made you sketch about the party?
Just because the people there, they're kind of like, I don't know.
And what do you mean your friends were going to watch you so you wouldn't get out of hand? You're at
yeah,
a party,
like,
you don't...
Like, so I wouldn't, like, puke and die.
You were like, look, you guys, this party could be a little rough. I don't know what's going on. Will you guys keep an eye on me? I'm still going to get so hammered I'm going to puke
well,
and possibly
I didn't
die.
I plan on it, but, well, I don't know. Playing a drinking game got out of hand.
Right.
So,
and then that led to...
And so I was... I saw one of my friends that I knew from junior high there, and so we were talking... And I passed out, and I woke up, and I had two guys on either side of me.
Two guys? I mean, four guys?
Oh, no. Well, one on either side of me, sorry.
One on either side of you.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then, you know, I, like, look down, and, like, you know, I don't, like, my skirt's off, and I'm like, okay, what happened? So they kind of, like, basically kind of took advantage of me, both of them. And I woke up and I'm like, what just happened? And
Were you unconscious during this time or blacked out?
Blacked out.
So you were up and around participating with them?
Not that I remember.
I know, you don't remember, but you were. That's what a blackout is. A blackout is you do things, you go, no one knows you're blacked out. No one can tell that. They just think you're partying with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know
this
that
is
that
a
kind.
Sign of alcoholism, Holly. And this is one of the many, many consequences you're going to have from this disease.
I know. And it's, like, one of the biggest regrets of my life. But it's
Why don't we work on getting sober?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, especially from you leading up with that, make sure I don't get out of hand at this sketch party.
Well, okay, background information now. Like, I just, like, I have went through a really bad breakup. And it's not an excuse to drink, but I was, like, you know, going to have fun with my... these friends that I'd, like, met from junior high that, like, I saw them there. I was like, oh, hey, reunion. And I was telling them about it because, you know, my ex-boyfriend and I, like, we all went to the same junior high and we all knew each other. And it was a really bad breakup. And, like,
All right. That means you can drink.
I'm worried about your sobriety. I'm worried about you were raped. I'm worried about... trauma survivorship. I'm worried that what you're going to do now, you're going to be tendency to act out sexually after having been through something like that.
Well, yeah, and so that's my question. Like, I am totally asexual. I, like, don't... It's, like, even, like, masturbation. I just... Nothing. Like,
good.
I'm so...
Good. That's your body...
That's fine for now.
That's your body protecting itself.
That's your body not wanting to have two guys on either side of her after a night of blacking out.
Oh, yeah. And so, I guess I've... calling just because is there anything like just other than time, like, I don't know.
Here's the deal. You want my recommendation? This is what you need to do. You need to see a doctor and get examined for STDs. You need to take the morning after pill, which God willing, you've already done. You need then to ask for a referral for a psychologist or a psychiatrist and begin working on this problem, and it's going to include, hopefully, recovery from alcoholism. That's what you need to do. And no amount of carrying on with your friends or your peers there's no solution you can do without some help here. This is gonna spiral and get worse unless you do something now. And God knows you may have something medically going on as well in the meantime. So let's take care of this, okay?
Okay.
In fact, I'd recommend five partners all at once. All right. That's
yeah,
right.
That's
my basic recommendation.
You got that, Holly?
Got it.
And wear frumpy clothing. Okay.
Will do.
No makeup either. Okay, perfect.
Take it's a little like Vicodin kind of tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
The problem, by the way, the problem with Holly is this sexual shutdown will result eventually in hypersexuality. And she'll fluctuate back
so
and
she'll
forth.
She'll zip over there.
Yeah, she'll go into super sex mode and then shut back down.
So
again.
Holly needs to get maybe a counselor.
She needs
a team of counselors.
Yes,
she needs to be hit with some sort of dart.
Yes, a taser.
And
good.
Dragged
good.
Somewhere.
Good, nice.
And counseled.
Well done.
Okay, great. Maggie?
Yeah?
What's up?
I
you
have
okay?
a problem.
All right, go ahead. Wait, actually, could you talk quieter?
Who, me?
Yeah, it's really loud.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a problem that when I say that I want to have sex, I really do at that moment. But when I want to have sex like the next day, I don't. I stay
good.
New and back up.
Excellent. Oh, you mean after you've done it?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe you ought to sort of learn from that. Maybe next time realize that it's one thing to have a desire to do it. The actual doing of it may be something you're not ready for.
Maybe.
Because I really want to do it. And I don't know what's
I know
going
you
on.
Do. You really, really want to, but you have the sense enough to know that it's not a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Can you're wait? Only 16. Just hang on. Just delay.
Can you
the longer
like
you delay, the better. Like a year or so?
14 years?
Even better, but just at least another year. Just hang on. Realize that, listen, practicing containing desire like that's not such a bad thing.
So
just because you really, really want to.
It's a really good thing to contain it.
Yes. Doesn't mean you have to just because you really, really want to.
Okay. Like if I masturbate, like I don't want to be with anybody else.
But it's besides just, yourself, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you stay with yourself? That's good.
So it's like it's not bad like at all.
To masturbate?
Yeah.
To be.
No, why would you think it was bad?
Because I do it really often, like because I really want to have sex.
How often?
Like almost like every day.
That's all right, and then that helps curtail your desire a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes,
well done.
Not all the time.
All right. Well done. All right. Just, well done. That's good. That's a strategy.
It's way better than getting mixed up with
boys.
Especially Holly, that last caller. Don't go to a party with her.
Right. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
It's all good. All
right. Okay. Great. That was... Okay.
It's good times.
Should we go with that one?
Do you want to?
I don't know.
There's a guy up here that wants to do more skinhead talk, and I've had about a pass full of that.
So much. All right. Let's
and
go to...
You want to do it?
No. Let's go to five. Jasmine.
And by the way, it's nothing. It's not the skinhead in. It's
no,
it's specifically.
The,
it's the whole thing. I'm not into. So.
Yeah. Not yet. Jasmine.
Jasmine. Caller who goes by Jasmine.
Jasmine, your smell.
Hello.
There. She
there.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're great. Good.
Well, my question. I have a couple of questions tonight, and
go.
Is well, I've been seeing this guy for almost a year. And I just turned 17, but I was 16 when I was with him, and I was having, like, sex and everything. But what's it called? I gained a lot of weight. I used to weigh, like, 150, and I weigh, like, 130. So I'm wondering,
you're
like...
You're fat.
Yeah.
wait, you used to be what? Now you weigh what?
I used to weigh 150, and now I weigh 180. And I've, like, I'm 5'8".
We thought you said 130.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did too. But anyways, yeah. Well, like, my question is, like, is it weed? Because I started, like, smoking weed when I was with him as well. So I was wondering, like, is it weed? Is it the sex? Because I'm addicted to sex and food now, so.
I think it's the misuse of the word like, but.
Yeah, there's that.
Pot
doesn't help, right? It makes you stimulate diet. Makes you want to eat chunky food.
Right.
Raises your insulin level and creates a craving. In fact, there's going to be a medication coming out very soon. That's a marijuana blocking drug that will block the munchies, basically reverse the munchies, give you the anti-munchies.
But will people start using that for dieting?
Yes, it's going to be useful.
It's going to be dieting.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be actually for cardiac medications because not only do they lose weight, their cholesterol goes down.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's called Ramonabant. So
how does that sound to you, Jasmine?
That sounds really good.
I'm going to start using it for marijuana addiction too, to see. I mean, it's not been approved for that. I don't know if it's been studied for that yet.
My second question is.
Hold on, Jasmine. So you're saying, Dr. Drew, that this could put Weight Watchers and all those diet plans out of business because
You know what? In the studies on this medication, I've been watching it pretty carefully. About 30% of the people that take it drop out because of anxiety and depression.
Really?
So it's got a lot of side effects. Yeah. So a lot of people are not going to be able to take it. All right, Jasmine. Anyway, the deal is diet, exercise, get a trainer, start running, stop eating so much, get off the pot. If you can't, go to MA. This boyfriend sounds like a bad thing for you. He's 23, you're 17.
Yeah,
bad time. He's getting you strung out at 16.
Yeah.
Come on.
Get away from that guy, Jasmine. Join the drill team.
Okay, yeah, that was my second question because...
Yes, join the drill team or the flag team.
I was like wanting to get away from him for a while, but I can't. For some reason, I can't. Like, he.
Because you're fat, he can catch you. You don't run.
That's a great point.
You gotta love Jasmine for her great attitude, though, right?
She's like, I'm fat. I can't get away from my crazy boyfriend.
Like, was that drop you up from Monique Anderson?
It's
you have that?
Great. What do you mean you can't get rid of him?
Well, like, okay, like, I can. Like, I've tried everything, and nothing seems to work.
Did you call the police?
Another boy.
Well, no, I haven't done that, but I've told them. I've, like, you know, told them, but no.
Jasmine, give me a break. Just get a, just dump the guy and move on with your life.
But police? I'm real fat.
There she is.
Yeah.
Police or another boy would be just great.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Or just give it 4 more years.
Okay.
Everything gets 4 years with you, right?
I don't know. I was here the thing.
Try the anal sex for 3
more
years.
You get these calls, like, I don't know. He uses a lot of needles, and he lives with me and my parents. I don't know. Do you think it's a good idea? And then you're just like, what?
I don't know. Why are you calling?
Yeah, it seems great. It seems like a great idea. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the fish, the translucent fish that swims up your
yeah.
urine.
Okay, screen. Well, what do happen? Because you last week or 2 weeks ago when I was here, you showed me the textbooks of the the penises being made out of the skin.
The forearm.
Yeah,
and the muscle.
Forearm skin. Muscle, yeah, the muscle. Oh. Now, what if you were a tranny? What do you call someone who's
transsexual?
Transsexual goes on an Amazon trip, and could it possibly crawl up?
Oh, sure,
tranny?
Of course, because it just follows the stream of the urine.
Do you think it
well,
might?
Well, if you're peeing out of it, which I don't know if it hooks that all up or not.
I don't think, but would it gross the fish out?
It would. It would probably gross the fish out a little bit because they're looking for urethra and they're finding forearm. That'll make them a little angry.
Oh, must admit, yeah.
But no harm, no foul. Just cut it off. Start over.
Because you got
two forearms.
You got another forearm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Don't go on another.
Yeah. Don't go on another Amazon.
Do
trip.
You want to talk about the guy that had the piercing again?
So we had a guy call a couple months
get
ago.
Get this, everybody.
Yeah. This is the call.
This is the greatest.
I saw it. I interrupted what I was doing, and I went right to this call. I said, this call is the call I've been anticipating my entire career. A gentleman, and it was actually very sad, a man who had a piercing.
On his penis.
It got infected. And the infection moved quickly up the penis.
Was it on the tip of his penis?
Towards the tip, it sounded like.
Okay.
And then it went into the pelvis a little bit, the infection, when they finally got him on antibiotics. The antibiotics were not sufficient to control it, which they frequently are not. So you have to do what's called a debridement. You have to go in and clean out the tissue because it's all dead. Well, in the course of doing that, they had to take off the penis and drill into the pelvic area here to clean out all the muscles.
Oh, now what about his testicles?
I didn't say. I'm imagining those are gone, too. I'm just guessing. No, he must still have testes. And he was married with two kids and was devastated. Felt like it was interesting. He described as though a part of himself had been removed. But, I mean, like, the self function was impaired by this thing, which is an interesting statement about how male brain
works. Oh, my
gosh. Wouldn't him still having his testicles make it even worse, Drew? I would just say, please take them away.
But then you end up on testosterone replacement, and they're still using them.
Oh, my gosh. I just love a guy who decides to get a piercing after two kids.
Yeah. Well, no, he actually had it.
It was before the kids.
Yeah, he'd had it before the kids. He'd had it for a while, and then something irritated it and got infected.
How long did it take for the infection?
It sounded like, as I recall, very rapid. You were there, Anderson, that night, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I wish you wouldn't tell the story anymore, though, because it hurts.
It does, but I think we all need to hear it. It's kind of like the Joe Theismann tape.
Oh, we all planning on getting pierced?
Of him getting his leg broken over and over again.
Oh, really?
You know, they kept showing it over and over, and you telling the story, it's the same sort of...
Well, except this is illustrative of the risks. And although the risks are minimal, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, that you're putting a foreign body in human tissue. And people are so cavalier about their biological function. It's like, oh, what's the big deal? Nothing's going to happen to me.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
S can happen. Trust me. I see it all day long.
All right.
So let's take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I think we should come back with that one.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Quick question. Is it a comment or a question?
It's a question.
All right, go ahead. Ask the question, and then we'll come back to you.
All right. I was having sex with my girlfriend, and she tried to put her finger in my ass, and...
Stop. Okay, we'll get on to
it. LLVE 191, 1-800-LLVE-191. We'll be right back. Love Line, 1-800-LLVE-191. Doctor, what do you think about how, like, in Mexico and in parts of Europe, and I guess the rest of the world, is that all the prescription drugs are just kind of there and available?
I don't know how I feel about that, really. I mean, on one hand, why shouldn't it be? Do we have to, you know, people are grown-ups. Why can't they be trusted to, you know, consult with a doctor and make their own choices about stuff? These are dangerous chemicals. Maybe they'd be more respectful of the use and misuse of these medicines if they, you know, realize that they were responsible for this dangerous stuff and they want to take advice from somebody. But beyond that, there's all sorts of arguments for and against it. I've read a whole series of them. And even the people that are very strongly in favor of highly controlled pharmaceutics still kind of, you know, agree that, well, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Right. Has there been any sort of wide problem in these countries of misusing?
No, not really. I think about it. I mean, things are going over the counter. Pepsi's going over the counter. Cholesterol medicine's going over the counter. Slowly but surely, we're moving in that direction.
And it seemed in Mexico, not that I was really pricing out Vicodin and stuff, but that it is cheaper, obviously.
I don't think, though, that that would make any difference when over the counter here.
Yeah. It's going to still be astronomical. Yeah.
You can get morphine over the counter now, Drew?
You could for a short while there. Yeah, you get anything over the counter for a very short while, but they went back on it, I guess.
I think you have to go to Paraguay or something.
But you get cocaine over the counter just that one day or whatever that was.
You
that
could
week.
For a day, yeah. And then I think all of Tijuana was celebrating.
Right.
Anderson, you want to head down to Paraguay with me?
With a little morphine, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. All right. So, Vince, here we go, Vince.
Anderson, you scare me sometimes.
It's the greatest thing I've ever done, Drew.
Morphine?
Yeah.
What'd you do it for? I mean, how did you do it?
I was in the hospital. They gave me the drip. And
what happened to you?
I was squeezing the bag at one point. Couldn't
what
get
happened
stuff
to you?
Into me quick enough. I broke my back.
Oh.
That's a whole other story for another
Did you know this, Dr. Drew?
We haven't talked about this in a long time, but I did know about this, yeah.
Did you jump off something? Did you get in a motorcycle accident?
Another story, another day.
All right, come on.
I fell off a roof New Year's Eve. That's as far as I'll go.
Same old story.
Okay.
Another roof, another fall.
The kitten needed to get rescued, and I was looking into the kitten's best interest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Vince.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your really important statement.
I was having sex with my girlfriend, and she tried to insert a finger into my anus. And I told her, you know, that's
Stop.
Not cool. I'm not into that.
Yeah, right.
And she said, well, I heard it feels really good. And, I mean, I'm not, like, wanting to do it, but I was wondering if that's true.
It's total BS for 99% of guys that the women's magazines have made a big deal out of this. And it could not be further. Listen, guys figure out what they like early.
Right.
And they force women. They are not bashful. They don't hold back in terms of telling their girlfriends what they want.
Right.
They know what it is, and they want... Listen, it's like trying to hold back a freight train. Are you kidding? Ladies, if this really felt so great for every guy, are you kidding?
Yeah.
They would know about it, and they'd be on you about that every time. It feels like hell for most guys.
Right.
Now, there's a small percentage that are into it, and they usually tell you. Those guys will tell you. And
if you don't want to do it, Vince, don't do it.
Right.
Come on, your name is Vince. just let it go.
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. Yeah. But you know what you should do? You should ask all your friends before.
What? Just to let them know what had happened?
No, I don't ask them. Just do what you...
Tell her that stop reading those goddamn magazines.
I tell her all the time.
All right, perfect. They're full of crap. There's no guy that will ever... return from a date or an evening with a woman and say, you'll never believe it, guys, she did what they said to do in Cosmo. No guy's interested in any of the things they put in those magazines.
No. And I love every men's magazine. It always said, no matter where you look on the cover, all the writing, no matter what the article, it always says, perfect abs in 6 minutes. Just all, no matter where you are. I mean, perfect abs again. Oh, here it is. Why isn't every man walking around with just this beautiful
perfect
six pack?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's try this. Ruth.
Yes.
What's up, Ruth?
I'm 20 years old, and, like, I've been with my boyfriend since I was 16.
Why are you crying?
I'm, like, really nervous. No,
it's okay.
Relax.
You're okay. It's okay.
But, like, recently,
like,
you pansy.
Like, talk like about like having kids and whatever. Like, I don't really care. But like, lately he's been like really serious about it, like asking me my ring size and, you know, whatever. And he wants to get married, but I'm totally not ready. And I don't know what to tell him, because I know if I tell him I don't want to get married, he'll totally get like really sad and probably start crying. Like, what do I do?
It couldn't be any worse than what you're experiencing right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a great relationship, and it's
built on mutuality and respect. And
yeah, you need to. It sounds like he's not the guy.
Here's the deal, Ruth. This is what you need some coaching on. You have a right to not get married. You have a right to have your wishes honored. It's okay.
You have a right to change your name from Ruth, too, because who's named Ruth that's 20?
Anderson, Ruth is a great name. It was my grandma's name.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
oh, Rick's
like,
mom's name,
like,
too.
I feel really bad.
Grandma's name, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
What's that, Ruth?
It's like, well, I just feel really bad because, like, my dad, like, really, like, liked him like a son before he died, you know, and it's like...
Oh, boy.
You know.
All right, Ruth, you know? You're holding
here's
way
the,
too
once
much.
Once again, yes, once again... Your dad would want you to do what would make you happy.
Yeah. Do you think your dad would want you to be forced into a marriage and have children?
Are you kidding?
Ruth, do you think that?
No, I don't know. Because my mom and dad, like, never, like, they had, like, the worst relationship ever, like, as a role model. So I. Like,
and do you
I
think
know,
being,
like, really
Ruth, do you think being forced into a marriage is going to be, it will be better than what your parents had?
No, like, because I really do love him, but I totally don't want to get married. It's like, I'm only 20. Like, what is he thinking? Even asking.
Shut up! Ruth, we've told you a few times now, you can get out of this relationship. It's all right. You have the power here.
Here's the deal. Do you have any good friends?
No, I don't have any friends. Like, when I started dating him, like, all my friends totally.
That's
like,
what you're missing. What, are you an immigrant or something? You're new to this country?
No, I was born here. Like, I don't even speak, like,
listen
any other
to her, Drew. Is there any question?
About what?
Friends?
Well, she's in a sort of a state right now. So,
well, I bet she was normal when she was talking to Lance. What happened?
And now she's in a state. What are you going to do? Ruth, you need support. So you need people that care about you, who you like, who like you for you, that you can turn to for support to withstand what you're going to have to withstand if this guy reacts to the reality that you're not into this marriage concept. He would not want you getting married either. Not just your dad, but this guy wouldn't want you getting married if you weren't really into it. So.
Do you act like this around him, Ruth?
No, like, I don't know. Like,
well, act like this around him. He won't want to marry you, I promise.
Well, like, yeah, like, I cry for no reason. Like, after my dad died, like, this is all they do is just cry.
Well, you're depressed.
Like, well, yeah. All right, then Ruth, get away from this guy and get some counseling.
Or see a psychiatrist. See, or even go to your general doctor and talk about this, because you're obviously very, very depressed.
Yeah, well, I know, like, in high school, I was, like, really depressed. Like, I was on medication and stuff.
All right, well, whoever was prescribing that medication, you need to get back to them and get followed again, because you need some support. If you don't have any people in your life you can support you, then get some professionals that will support you, okay?
Okay.
Ruth, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Okay. Oh, boy.
Anderson, you're so mean.
Yeah, that was mean, man.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just...
You just don't like
just,
whiny
I can't
people.
Take that wine. I can't do it.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Now, by the way, your whole kitten story just completely...
Yeah.
It just doesn't ring true now.
I think it was a kitten.
Hate whining?
It just didn't ring true.
It was a glass.
I hate whining, but love wine. It's bizarre.
It's weird, huh?
Me too.
What do you want to do?
Evan?
Hey, guys. What's up?
We're good.
What's going on?
First of all, I'm kind of nervous right now, so bear with me here.
All
first
right.
time caller, long time listener.
Fabulous.
Hey, Anderson, real quick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever know a guy by the name of John Jameson?
Okay.
Yeah, and he's going to start plugging his stuff, so let's move on. Yeah, I do know John, yes.
Okay.
You do know John?
Yeah, I went to film school with him.
Wow. Why is that? Isn't that okay if Evan knows him?
Yeah, it's fine. I just want to talk about John Jameson. Because he's a self-promoter, and I'm sure he'd be very excited and it's going to get
back to him. I see.
Evan, just what's your question, buddy?
I'm in a small school right now. I'm, like, literally talking four kids. Mm-hmm. And next year I'm going into high school. And I'm, you know, really afraid of how this change is going to go psychologically on, because I'm already extremely shaky and nervous, you know, whenever I get...
In terms of having gone from being with four peers people. To a really a normal-sized classroom? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be great. Evan, you're going to be great. It's going to be freedom.
Yeah.
Liberation. You're going to feel vindicated.
Is just teenager worries kicking in?
Yes, you're going to be great.
Right.
You've never been in the situation. It's going to take some adjusting. You are going to feel 1,000% better when you get in a real social environment.
Yeah, it'll be great. There'll be girls. There'll be girls.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll meet other gay guys like him.
Oh, stop. Anderson, right. What is the problem?
It's Sunday. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I brought up your broken backstory.
And kittens.
It's going to be, Evan, get on the drill team.
Yes, drill team, of course.
What do you think? Do you think he's that's real?
Is your hair?
No.
What do you think? Daniel, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, man. I'm just really nervous. I have this thing, man. I never actually talked to anyone before about this. I have this, I don't know if it's, what is the problem, but I have a really small penis.
How small?
Very, very small.
How small?
Well, let's put it this way. When I'm doing nothing, it could be like an inch long.
All right.
Anderson.
And when you're doing something?
Huh?
And when you're aroused, how big?
Probably like 4.
All right, it's not too far off. No. So it's, you know, it's about an inch, you know, off of normal.
That's half of mine.
And like, you know, the problem is that, I mean, it gets me to the point that I don't want to have sex with girls because I just feel embarrassed, you know. It takes my confidence away, you know. I never have problems getting girls, you know. It's not like I'm bad looking or anything. Actually, I get them, but I mean, I cannot feel the deal because, you know.
Do they complain?
Not to me, but I mean.
Has anybody ever seen them cross their eye? Have you ever seen it cross their face that they can't believe it?
Yeah.
You have seen that.
Oh.
All right, well, here's the deal. Many more girls complain about too big than too small on this show. There is such a thing as too small, but it's actually pretty uncommon, and most women are not at all troubled by 4 inches or 5 inches. Some are. As you know, if you've listened to the show.
And some probably think it's great.
Are relieved by it, absolutely. And as you know, most women do not have an orgasm with intercourse in any event, and so you're going to have to get into other techniques no matter what and get very good at that. Now, if in spite of all that you still want to do something, there are some surgeries out there. There's one, one of the most sort of accepted surgeries is where they take the skin down from the penis and sew in some cadaver tissue. Basically, like it looks like a Pop-Tart they're sewing in.
Really?
And then pull the skin back up. And then they take they dig in and release the tendon, the ligament here that holds the penis up and pull it out.
So that's that's the other kind.
They do both. And so you get about an inch of length and about an inch of girth. And
does that does it make it more delicate? Because I feel like, you know, like a diving board, it's partially, you know, it's half of it's over land and then the other end sticks out over the water. If you move it out, isn't it going to become more bouncy?
You don't get that noise anymore. That noise won't happen
anymore.
That's the only thing you lose. It's just that noise. That's it.
Okay.
Otherwise, everything works okay. Let's take a break, shall we?
Yeah, let's take a break. It's 1-800-LOVE-191 Love Line with Dr. Drew Pinsky and Joel McHale of The Soup. Love Line with Dr. Drew. This is Joel McHale from The Soup. It's on E. Dr. Drew's got a... Can I talk about the TV show?
Yeah, I got a show on Discovery Health Channel coming out Tuesdays at 10. It starts like mid-July, though.
Mid-July, all right.
It's actually a good show. The pieces are turning out good. We're doing all kinds of interesting things.
So for all the people that can't get through on the phone, they can watch the show.
Yeah.
And,
well, the show, though, it's going to be a general health. We're doing, you know, heart disease. We're doing everything, not just sex and relationships.
Right, all right.
So, but his show, it's sort of my spin on stuff. So, you know, I was telling Joel off the air when we do pregnancy, I'm interested in, you know, second trimester miscarriages are on the rise because people are getting treatments for warts now all the time, and it's affecting their cervical function. And it's just interesting and different. We're talking about behavioral addictions.
Right.
And, you know,
we are going to make so much fun of that in The Soup.
Good. It's just very high. It's very highbrow humor.
Hey, second trimester. Oh, man.
This is the funniest.
This is going to be great.
There was something you did tonight. I thought to myself, oh, we should have been, the Strictly Sex show I've done would have been good for that. But anyway, we're doing gambling addictions, and I'm aware that there's a gambling lab at University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Oh.
An actual casino they set up where they hook people up and they study them while they're gambling.
That's awesome.
So we went in there, I hooked up, and so it's interesting stuff. So
yeah, they would hook me up and go like,
you have to stop being such a cheap bastard, and you have to actually bet some money.
Oh, yeah, that was me. What's that, Anderson?
When your show comes on in July, should people watch it with the sound up, or should they watch the way you watch Joel's show with the no sound, apparently?
Yeah, which one?
I always watch Joel's. We TiVo Joel's show, I'll have you know.
Thank you, Anderson.
And tonight, the rest of the family was catching up on it while I was eating dinner. I was, like, outside the room, so I was watching it, but I couldn't hear it.
And you were reading a medical journal.
No. I was talking to my wife, and I couldn't quite. I kept looking up, going, what's going on now? What's happening? She goes, oh, that part was so funny. She was filling it all in for me.
See?
But then we walked in to see the clip of the week. We actually turned on the side. I had to see the couples in fisticuffs.
I
got to
tell you,
crazy.
I think Tony Danza's clip was better, Joel.
As I said, we're going to miss that guy. I want to be on that show. I think probably because every week we now have a thing called Danzitions, which is the way he very abruptly will be talking about, like, hey, we got Elmo the banjo player coming in, and sad news, Ted Williams' kid is taking his dad's head, and it just goes right no matter what it is. Like, sad news, four kids were killed in a fire that was terrible. So over the weekend, I found out I had... my uncle has cancer. But before that, we got Joyce Brothers coming in, and she's going to be hilarious.
He's drinking?
We did show this great clip 2 weeks ago. I can always remember the Danza clips of him just shooting these little plastic frisbees at the camera. Yeah, and he's like, I'm hungover. It's the best I got. And that is good TV. That is good TV. And I don't know why they don't let him do it.
I think he's now on the show.
What?
I think he's drinking on the show.
He should be now since they canceled him and they're making him do the show. That's what now the show is actually kind of enjoyable and good
because they have nothing to lose.
Because they have nothing to lose, he doesn't care anymore. So
very funny.
Great.
Is it on in Los Angeles?
It is. Yeah. It's on in the mornings, I think. Uh-huh. Syndicated out of New York, obviously. All right,
here we go.
Let's go to a call, Damien. All right, Damien, do it.
I actually have a question for Dr. Drew, and I have a friend that we've been close. It's a girl, of course, and we actually had a threesome with a very close buddy of me.
And two boys and a girl.
It's a boy and a girl, and I'm close to both of them, right?
So you lose a buddy. Two boys and a girl.
The girl is my closest friend, and she tells...
What? The hell?
Yeah, let me try it again.
All right, here we go.
I just because like picking a scab, I got to do it. Damien.
And now I'm just worried because she asked me that.
So tell me about the wife swap thing again.
This is really amazing that guys still dress up like cowboys when they're not really cowboys. They get the belt buckle.
I want to be like you. I want to be army man. And I want one of those grenade belts.
It would be like me dressing.
By the way, there's guys that dress like that.
Yeah, but it would be like.
Fidel Castro still dresses like that all the time.
But it would be like this whole group that had bars to go to. Just like if doctors were like, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll dress up. I'll wear this white coat.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a thing.
It's awesome.
Damien.
I think he hung up on us because his bogus call was not sufficient to hold his interest.
Going
even.
So,
yeah, all right. That was a bogus call.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just, yeah.
Yeah?
No.
There. Right here, five? Yeah. Okay. Kevin.
Ella.
What's up?
What's going on? I got a question for you. My girlfriend and I, we've been together for a long time. And she's
how long?
Going on 7 years as of June 3rd.
You're 21 now?
Yeah.
You started when you were 14?
Yep.
Hit the banjo. Do it!
Anderson, there we go. I think there might have been a smoke detector. I heard that too. All right, so go ahead, Kevin. Tell us the question. And do not stop that music. I won't be able to concentrate unless that's playing.
All right, well, she's one of those girls she's good at everything she's ever done. And I'm the only boy that's ever touched her, so she's really afraid.
Joel's actually clapping and doing one of those moves that they, like, you do in a cartoon where the guy picks his foot up and down and stomps it.
Oh, Kevin from Arizona.
So she's been good at everything
she's
ever done.
She's good at everything.
You guys are being so mean. Would you stop?
Oh, Anderson, after.
I'm not bitter, at least. We're just having fun.
He's not crying like Ruth was.
And you were awful to her, by the way.
I don't think that was Ruth.
Kevin.
Yeah.
So she's good at everything.
Yeah, everything she's ever tried, everything she's ever done throughout so far, she's been good at. She's afraid to do anything sexual because she's never done it. So she thinks that just not doing it at all doesn't mean that she's just not going to suck at it. She's,
well, let me assure you, she's
kind of wanted to suck at it, actually.
Huh? Oh, nice, Anderson. Yes, thank you, Mr. Delicate.
Subtle.
She's BSing you, Kevin.
That's not
why she doesn't want to do it. That's a rationalization. She doesn't want to do it. How old is she?
She is 20.
And she's never had sex before?
No, she's had sex. We've had sex.
Yeah.
That she loves. Everything that I can actually get her to try to do, she loves. Like, it took me 4 years for her to actually let me go down on her, and as soon as I did it, she loved it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, she really is afraid to try anything. She's really afraid to try anything dealing with her doing it to me, because she doesn't want to be bad.
No, forget that doesn't want to be bad.
It's nothing at all to do with I don't want to disappoint you.
Right.
Or, like, I don't want to try water skiing because I might fall down.
Right. She doesn't feel comfortable. She feels vulnerable. She feels awkward. She feels exposed. She feels a lot of things. And maybe she can only sort of, maybe even she genuinely thinks that the reason is I don't want to sort of blow it or do bad. But the reality is she's just not comfortable, and that's fine. You just relax. Let her.
Yeah. Are you kind of coming on like a ton of bricks, Kevin?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, because she lives in a separate state now, because we both are in college.
Uh-oh. Wow.
So it doesn't happen very often, but over the course, because we talk about it, and she says that she wants to do it, but she doesn't want to be bad.
What specifically does she not want to do?
Anything outside of me going down on her and us having sex.
All right, well, let's just, listen, she's giving you all kinds of excuses, but they're just that. They're rationalizations and excuses. She just doesn't want to do it.
And that's fine, and that's...
Stop pushing her.
Yeah, don't push her, because they don't want to make it. Yeah, we got to take a break. 1-800-LOV-191. We'll be right back. That was another 2 hours of Love Line, and I hope you listened to both 2 hours.
And 2 hours that went, like, boom.
Yeah.
So fast.
It was fast. It was like watching...
Wife Swap?
It was like watching Wife Swap, like 2 solid hours of Wife Swap. It was incredible.
Or Jonathan. That was the other thing that goes just so fast.
Oh, yeah. And now Dr. Blow Drew up. And I, we take the same highway home, so we're going to race home today.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Usually he wins because he drives a faster car.
I drive fast.
And I get pretty nervous. So that was the, I
you're
hope.
From Seattle, you're not growing up in this.
No, we drive in the rain.
I know.
So we're pretty aggressive. When it's here, when people, never mind, I'll stop talking. All right, that was Loveline. It's here tomorrow night. And do you have someone you want to?
I'm sure we do, but Dan did not provide me the list. So
I'm just going to go with Marlon Brando.
We got Hoobastank. We have, there was somebody. Who we got this week?
Anybody know? Oops. See, we're right on top of it.
Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst.
Tomorrow. Tuesday. Next time. Okay, he's coming
on Wednesday. And two great people Monday and Tuesday. All right, that was Love Line. I hope none of you have problems anymore because of it.
Good night. Stay well.
I'm not taking you home.
No, take me home now.
No, I'm not going to take you home.
No, seriously. Get in the car and take me home.
No, you serious. Shut up.